Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I'd love for us to jump into Ephesians chapter 4. Coming up over the next few weeks at Sugar Hill Church, we're launching a time of becoming. And we're going to offer some very unique teaching times where not only will we be preaching through the 9:30 and 11 o'clock services in the theme of becoming in Ephesians chapter 4, but we'll also have large group breakout sessions, just like from a conference or a convention, that allows you to be able to find and dig a little deeper in some things that are highly practical. And as a result, today, I want to talk about what are we becoming. You know, most of us have seen the time-lapse photography of a lowly caterpillar becoming a butterfly, right? I mean, the footage usually starts with this ponderous little worm inching its way along a leaf that it devours, and it looks silly and awkward as it labors to cover short distances. Well, when it gets to about 2 inches in length, it starts and it takes a break from stuffing itself and finds this protective branch and rigs up a silk thread by which it fastens its tail to that branch. Now, once secured, this little caterpillar begins to contort its body, gyrating in curious ways, and at first it's unclear what's going on. Then suddenly, the outer skin of this worm seems to unzip, and it reveals a green, kind of a chrysalis thing that bursts from within it. And you can't really put your hand around it or your head around it, but minutes later, when the molting is done and the green pod that is left becomes motionless for about 14 days. Nothing seems to be happening for a while, but then on about day 12, the walls of the greenish cocoon, they become transparent, and for the first time we can see that something dramatic has happened inside. But it's not until a day or two later that the full story is told. All at once, the little creature within begins to struggle and push until finally the shell of its miniature incubator cracks open. And pushing itself out of the impossibly small pod, there comes a monarch butterfly. Wet, trembling, dark, it takes a few minutes to unfold itself, opening its collapsed wings for the very first time, and it forces them outward, and it pushes them outward to their full capacity, spreading patterns of color and symmetry on this beautiful canvas. And then this ex-earthbound caterpillar seizes the wind and lifts off, delicately managing the currents like a poem set in motion. You know, it's one of the wonders of God's creation that such drastic transformation takes place. Where there was once an ugly, cumbersome grub laboring to get to the next leaf, there's now this magnificent butterfly that bears no resemblance to its former self. We almost can't take our eyes off of it as it flits from flower to flower in such an effortless, magical way. Listen, friend, to be changed from the slow-moving treadmill existence that seems so pointless in much of our life, and then move to something that can conquer that cycle, and then the accompany accusations where Satan doesn't want to let you go, and yet then you begin to start grasping and understand that the miraculous change inside of us comes from the presence of Jesus the Lord. There's a metamorphosis that happens within us before our actions, our thoughts, our sights, all the things that we do change. It happens from within. Have you ever wondered, well, can I do good things and then become a Christian? Because people will know I'm a Christian and I do good things. I know a lot of people who do good things that have never given their life to Christ since, not a Christian, and they would feel like, but I've done good enough. You know, you realize you can't do good enough. This was the word that was built out of metamorphosis. The root word morphou means form or nature. It refers to the real inner essence of a person and a thing. If the word was applied to you, it would describe the real you, the true nature of who you are, and how that works its way outward in your behavior. This was the word used to describe Jesus when Paul was explaining that Jesus didn't come into existence like we do, that prior to his birth to Mary, he existed eternally. Paul says that Jesus was in the form, the morphou of God, meaning that Jesus was in his existence, his very nature. So when you take that root idea and add the Greek prefix to it, meta, it means to change the essential nature of something or someone. This is the work we refer to as metamorphosis, but spiritually and Christianly, we look at this and say, wait a minute, this is called sanctification. My friend, it can be too general if we're not careful to grasp, but our hearts are so deceitful that generalities don't usually work. God knows that too. He is our creator. So he has Paul get specific. Since God changes us from the inside out, what exactly does Christ's likeness look like on the inside? And how is it expressed in my life? Well, Paul goes on and talks about four attitudes and how we are worthy in our walk. But we'll check in on those tomorrow. Today, here's what I want to encourage you with. God can, God will, and he longs to work within you so that you don't have to prep yourself by doing all the right things outside. Simply let him have control of your heart and let him do the work inside. And then as he continues to grow in his presence in your life and you allow him to have the right priority in your life, then your actions will follow and the verbiage will follow and the attitudes will follow. So today, maybe take a checkup and say, is Jesus in the right priority of my life? And if he is, then I'm going to have this work of sanctification, this metamorphosis happening within me, and the actions will follow suit. My friend, I hope you have a great day, and I trust that you've enjoyed this and will share it with friends on your social media page. I can't wait to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We have services and gatherings at 9:30 and 11 a.m. We have Sugar Hill Espanol that meets in our chapel at 11 a.m., and they're all streamed live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now. Thank you.